This might come as a shock to some of you, but I have a brain. I don't use it as well as I should, but it's in there, and I know nothing about how the brain operates. However, according to multiple sources on the internet, so it has to be true, the adult human brain makes tens of thousands of decisions each day. Some say as high as 35,000 decisions are made by the human brain. And a few of those decisions we're aware of and we influence, but in most cases the brain is just doing what the brain was created to do, making decisions, keeping us operative. Making decisions for ourselves can be troubling. Trying to have a group make a decision is even more challenging, especially if you're trying to work on consensus instead of a vote. Decisions are included in the scripture readings we've just heard. Joshua wants the Israelite community to make a decision. After years of wandering through the desert, after several bloody battles, they finally enter the promised land, and the land is to be divided among the 12 tribes. But before the land is divided, Joshua gathers the leaders together and asks for a decision. Are they going to renounce allegiance to all other gods so that they can pledge allegiance to the Lord? The Lord would be with them under all circumstances. The Lord would be present through all that life brings. The people decide, as you heard, to serve the Lord. And they make that decision largely based upon what the Lord had done in the past. Because of the marvelous deeds the Lord had done, they entrust the future to His care. The teachings that Jesus is the bread come down from heaven, and that His body and blood are true food and true drink, are hard to accept. They were difficult to accept then, we are told in today's passage from John, and they are difficult to accept now. Truth be told, there are several teachings that Jesus has given us that are hard to take. Love of enemies, chaste thoughts and chaste behavior, justice for the poor, nonviolent reactions to violence. Hard decisions, hard to take. The God who created us in His image and likeness also gave us the freedom to make decisions. To believe or not to believe, to stay or to leave. Decisions can't be avoided. Married couples need to make decisions about how they love, honor, and respect each other. Those decisions need to be made, otherwise their marriage is going to be neglected. Hopefully some of you will make the decision to participate in the renewal process Arise Together in Christ. Decisions are being made about how to react wisely and prayerfully to sexual abuse within the church. Young adults make decisions, teenagers and children make decisions too, about relationships and friends, about school and school activities, about what to wear and what not to wear. To be human is to make decisions. And the most important decisions we make, there needs to be a process. We need to search for the truth. What's for real? We need to think about the consequences. We need to determine how our decisions affect other people. And those important decisions in life also need to include prayer. Our lives are defined by the decisions, the choices we make. We're told that miracles were performed by God for the Israelites, extraordinary moments of divine intervention. As we gather once again for Eucharist, a miracle takes place, an extraordinary moment of God's intervention. What appear to be bread and wine are, in fact, the bread of life in the cup of salvation, body and blood. Where else would we want to go?